Without forgiveness, there can be no sustained, long-term, intimate relationship and marriage. Because over the months and years of marriage, there are times we will say things and do things which will be offensive and frankly need and require forgiveness. That doesn't mean there's not accountability, but forgiveness is a core foundational part of having an intentional marriage. Dr. Randy here, welcome to Intentional Living. You know, the scripture says that we are to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. And when I've seen individuals within a marriage who hold firm to a policy of no forgiveness, if I'm wronged, that's permanent. You can't have a long-term relationship. Now, like I said, accountability is still needed and healing is needed. And we need to hold ourselves accountable for bad behavior as well. But forgiveness in marriage, where do you fit in on that spectrum? What does it mean to you? I'd love to hear your comment on our comment line at 888-888-1717. The callers for the show today as a recorded program are coming from our archives, so we got callers all ready to go today. And just before we get into the show, I want to let you know this is our share week this week and next. And your support as you join in with the ministry is so vital. And to say thanks as you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, I'm going to send you a copy of my latest book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anxiety, Worry, and Fear. So come and join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com.
I'm responding to the how I'm living intentionally in my family. What came to my mind, first of all, was asking for forgiveness. There's a big difference between asking for forgiveness and apologizing. Because when I ask my family for forgiveness, it requires a response from them. So I'm more vulnerable when I ask for forgiveness. I'm doing this with my children. I think it's very important as a parent that I humble myself to my children, let them know that I'm human, I make mistakes, and that I'm not too big to ask them for forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Let me start with a biblical sort of framework here. We know forgiveness is a big part of our Christian experience and should be a part of our Christian community. Colossians 3:13, for instance, says, make allowance for each other's faults. Forgive one another, those who offend you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And we see other passages in Scripture that talk about forgiveness. And people are posting on our Facebook how forgiveness has saved their marriage. We see forgiveness as a gift from God, and we've in turn forgive others. Ash, a female named Ash, she said, it took a long time for me to learn that forgiveness didn't mean I had to become a doormat. And I think that's important to understand that, you know, forgiveness doesn't mean you continue to stand in front of an oncoming train. You know, I mean, there's a common sense part of this as well when it comes to forgiveness. What's interesting, though, is secular research on this topic. The Mayo Clinic, for instance, lists some of the benefits of forgiving someone. And these, you know, you could take these right out of a manual I would be teaching at a conference. First of all, healthier relationships. Mayo Clinic says greater spiritual and psychological well-being, less anxiety, less stress, less hostility, lower blood pressure. Think about it. Just your physical reaction to hanging on to these grudges and unforgiveness. A stronger immune system, improved heart health, higher self-esteem. You've heard me say, if you've listened much to Intentional Living, that intentional living is all about bringing glory to God in terms of how we respond, how we live, how we think. But I also put the little subtitle, and benefit to ourselves. I know it sounds a little selfish, but, you know, at the end of the day, God has only good things in store for his children. He's not here to work us over, but to love us. And so when we live in such a way that's obedient to Scripture, that just is intentional, because that's, frankly, there is, I don't know of any other way to live. I mean, if you want to live unintentional or if you want to live with good intentions, go for it. But it's going to lead you down to a path with a dead end at the end of the trail. But living intentionally as a follower of Christ has benefits to us. And just in this area of forgiveness, we see the secular studies and research and even the health folks saying, hey, it's going to lower your blood pressure. You'd have a stronger immune system. You'd be healthier as a result of this. Isn't it good that God thought about all that in advance, didn't he? A couple things very quickly I want to get to. What forgiveness isn't. We'll talk about that in a moment. What it isn't. But you're welcome to join us to share with us how does being a forgiving person, how has that affected your life and your marriage and your family? 888-888-1717.
I remember praying about it and talking to the Lord and saying, you know, Lord, I really don't want to do this, but I know you want me to. And that was to make the move to try and ask for forgiveness and apologize, knowing that I'm doing this to please you. But at that moment, it was really difficult for me to do that. But I did it, and everything just came back together. Everything was fine. And that's one thing that I have realized in life is that if you take that step in obedience to knowing what God wants you to do, He blesses you for it.
Yeah, He does. And you can catch his picture of that. I just don't want to do this, God. I don't want to do this. You know, forgiveness, though, is not weakness. Forgiveness isn't something we do out of fear or weakness. It's not out of denial. You know, if someone has offended you in your marriage, if your husband or your wife has said things that hurt, it hurts. And don't deny it. In fact, one of the things I teach is be very clear about what you're forgiving. People say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, or I forgive you, and not really even know what you're forgiving. The clearer you are concerning the offenses that you've experienced, the more precise you can be when you begin to go through the process of forgiveness. And let me add that not only do you need to be clear on the offenses that you have received, but the offenses you have given. In that way, what happens when you ask for forgiveness from another person, you're very clear about what you're asking for forgiveness about. Give me an example. You know, I am so sorry. When I said that was unthoughtful, and I wasn't thinking of you, and I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? Boy, that feels a lot different than, oh, sorry. Doesn't it? I mean, it feels totally different. Being very clear in what needs to be forgiven. You're saying, I can do that, but it's the person I'm married to that can't. Now, you may be living with a person who doesn't ask for forgiveness or not aware. And boy, that really gets into our growing walk with Christ and where the lines are and holding each other accountable. Because I teach in Starve for Affection, the book that I wrote for couples, I talk about active respect. And it's a very clear, back chapter 8, I think it is, in the book, Starve for Affection. I lay out the process where sometimes you got to be, you know, holding your spouse accountable. That's okay. It's okay. But let's not confuse being forgiving with still not having accountability. God removes all that. When He forgives us, He removes the consequences for our sin. What a marvelous thing. But when we forgive, we can't always remove all the consequences. There's still going to be consequences, unfortunately. But boy, to be free and clear, what a powerful thing. All right, you're welcome to come and join us. Let me get to Tina in Tennessee weighing in on this topic. Tina, welcome to Intentional Living today.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hi there. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about forgiveness?
Well, in our marriage, I know a lot about forgiveness. My husband is an addict, and we have struggled day by day with that. And I've just recently went through a class to discover what enabling is and how to prevent it. But at the same time, forgiveness is huge. God forgives us for our sins, and, you know, Jesus Christ died for our sins, and even the worst of sinner. So I try to apply that to my marriage because I love my husband unconditionally, and he needs me and I need him.
What have you learned, Tina, about enabling versus forgiveness? What have you learned in your class? And how those
enabling looks like love to the enabler, but it definitely doesn't help the addict.
Mm.
It just promotes the behavior even more as it makes it easier. And when I'm forgiving, do my best not to enable it. This is new to me
mm-hmm.
because I, you know, I'm a big enabler. I realize that, and I'm working on that. But to forgive is to let them know how you feel without being judgmental or blaming or becoming the victim. You tell them how you feel when you do this. This makes me feel this way. And you're open to listening as well instead of jumping in and yelling and screaming and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have forgiveness. And he openly gives that to me, so I can openly give that to him as well.
Well, Tina, I'm glad to hear that you're going to a class because you're gaining that insight, and you said it in your class, whoever's teaching that, that it can feel like love when actually it's enabling, and really understanding that dynamic. And I think as Christians, so many of us, I don't think you listen to an intentional living broadcast generally unless you're the kind of person that wants better life. You want to have your life better and your relationships better. You're looking for things that are going to be working for you. And as a Christian and maybe growing in your faith, trying to apply what the Bible's teaching to your life. And sometimes we get confused on, as you're going through this class, you're learning, well, where's the balance between when I'm enabling someone and forgiving someone? You know, forgiveness, of course, is something that we offer, but accountability is something that sometimes is required. Now, forgiveness can go all the way from, I didn't hold the door for you, I'm sorry, you know, which is a seemingly less significant, earth-shaking fault, you know, where you say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to work on it and try to be better, all the way to the kinds of things that could be addiction or abuse or other things that can go on in marriage that have to be confronted. Forgiveness is not, like I said, it's not denial, it's not weakness, it's not a doormat. In fact, I think forgiveness is one of the most powerful things that we do in life. It's easier sometimes just to deny, you know, and kind of not be proactive. But a truly forgiving person has walked the path long enough to know that balance and how to deal with it. Well, Tina, I appreciate your call today. I thank you for calling. We'll be praying for you there in Tennessee, and I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. God bless you.
You're very welcome, and he has. Today, we're talking about the power of forgiveness, and what have you learned just about forgiveness and maybe the ordinary aspects of your life. I'll tell you, when you hang on to stuff, I mean, you know it, you hang on to it, it becomes like a collection of barnacles. You've seen that in the bottom of a boat, you know, the barnacles that just weigh it down. Sometimes you got to go and scrape those things off and clean them out. And I think sometimes it's almost the way it must feel when we hang on to unforgiveness. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jeff Love. One of the questions I get a lot is, how do I forgive someone who has really seriously hurt me? Well, I think first, it's so important to remember what we're forgiven. I will never have to forgive anybody as much as I've been forgiven. So that really helps me. The second thing is, I think it's a choice of every day, whenever it comes up in my mind, I may feel that anger well up again or the bitterness. And in that moment, I just keep saying, Lord, I choose to forgive. Help me to walk in forgiveness. I may have to say that prayer 100 times today toward that person. But I have to remember that it's for me. Not only am I forgiving them so that they can live in freedom, but I'm the one, usually the person that offends me or hurts me, they don't even remember it anymore. They're not walking it. So I don't want to walk in captivity. So I just keep speaking that prayer. And I've definitely had those circumstances in my life where even years later, I think I'm done with it and it'll pop back up. And I have to just say, Lord, I choose to forgive and ask for his strength and power to walk in that. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Lupp.
Thank you, Jeff. Don't you just get it? A name, Jeff Love, just to be a pastor called Love, I think. And that's his real name, by the way. And he's a good guy. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. I think Jeff pointed out the fact that I don't want to be in bondage. Let's just get on to my side for a minute. If you're hanging on to something, the act of forgiveness, going through this process, learning to forgive, which is a process, learning, brings glory to God. And it recognizes all that He's forgiven of us, but it also benefits us. It's a very practical thing when you think about it. It really is. More on forgiveness in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And, you know, I think of that story in the Old Testament of Moses and the burning bush, which was a huge aha moment, right? I mean, he's moving along, all of a sudden he sees this bush that doesn't get consumed. And the scripture says that when Moses had that aha moment, didn't use that statement, but when Moses had that aha moment, because he paid attention, God spoke to him.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on how aha moments can change your life. Members, watch for this. It'll be coming to you audio, video, both by email. And I just want to say thanks to those of you who are supporting us, standing with us. Your faithfulness to continue is needed now more than ever. We've got a choice to make as followers of Christ. We're either going to go with the flow of the world in which we live, or we're going to be planting our stake in the ground, as it were, as a follower of Christ and choosing to live through His intentional love. How we respond, how we live, it brings glory to God and benefit to yourself. And so when you support the ministry, you allow us to continue with this message. And you know what? To say thank you as you join us in monthly support, become a part of the Intentional Living community, we're going to send to you a copy of my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. When this book was first published, didn't know that we'd be facing some of the challenges we have over the last year or so, and I think you'll find it helpful. How to deal with and overcome anxiety, worry, and fear, maybe for you, for your son or daughter, your sibling, your spouse, someone you love. It's our gift to you as you join us in support. Today, help us get a good start to the rest of this month by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you can see the donate icon. Click on that and fill out that information. We want to get the book to you. Also, the ongoing teaching from Intentional Living, including this month, on how aha moments can change your life. It's a way for us to say thank you for your support as a monthly member of Intentional Living. And you do that as long as God allows you to do it. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com and thank you for your support.
I had been tearing my husband down, and I needed to make some changes because I wasn't going to change him. I needed to change me. I was talking down to him, and I'm a control freak. I did not realize what it was doing to him until one day he said, "I don't love you anymore. I want a divorce." So I tried to start building him up, complimenting him instead of trying to be in control. He didn't know how to take it at first. That was the hardest part, was to get through him knowing that I was serious about making those changes. He started making his own changes and started really building me up, and it just became more of a team rather than one against one. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
He wondered, didn't he? What are you doing? What are you up to? You know, when you take an intentional love approach to life, the intentional love way of living, which just says, hey, you know, this is what I choose to do. I know what God's word teaches. I'm going to live it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take these intentional living principles and make them work. It works. And that's an example. She was an attendee at a conference, I think, sharing one of her stories of what God's done in her life. And that's what we love to hear. In fact, Margo just called. She lives in New Mexico, and it says here that she was at one of our Love Your Marriage conferences that was an encouragement to her, but she's been on a journey. she can share what apparently what forgiveness is all about. Margo, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Tell me, after 41 years, what have you learned about forgiveness?
You have to leave it in God's hands, number one. And you have to learn to forgive. It's not just something that's a feeling. You need to purpose that. And you need to forgive. You may not forget, but over time, with God's help, you do end up forgetting a lot of it.
Mm.
You know, he told me at 11 years of marriage about his cheating and my husband's. And you know what? It was sure bitterness and hard work, but God put you together for a reason. And I believe the reason was to draw closer to him, because I was unsaved when my husband told me this. And since he told me that, I became saved. And just your purpose to go on, carry on, ask for the peace of God, ask for patience to get through it. And then just still, you have to still purpose to even start dating again. You may not want to, it may be hard, but you purpose to date and just keep going on and striving. You work every single day. Don't give up.
Yeah, it's been, sounds like after, that was what, 20, 30 years ago. How would you characterize your marriage today, Margo?
We're one.
Hmm.
God put us together to be one, and we are one now. We just got back from Idaho taking care of his mom and his sister. His sister is in hospice, and his mom was in assisted living. And it's just the purpose of working together. And God said, we're here to help. And that's what we went for. And we started talking about us getting married. And out of both sets of families, we've been married the longest. And it kind of freaked people out when we said, yeah, 9 years, we'll hit 50 years.
Mm. Oh, good for you. How long of a process was it? I mean, the memory, you know, still there, obviously, but
yeah,
to get through that forgiveness for you, how long was the process was that?
I would say a good 5 years.
Yeah, I've heard three to five years.
I was not saved, and I would throw it back in his face constantly.
Yeah.
Throw it. And you can't do that. You cannot do that. You have to forgive, and part of forgiveness is not throwing it in their face. Then you truly haven't forgiven.
Yeah. And I think that part of it, too, it sounds like your husband decided, hey, I want to be in this marriage. I want to make this marriage work, and there's going to be a new path in terms of how he chose to live.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And
now you would see he's given up drinking. You know, he used to smoke pot and stuff. And it's the people you hang with, too. A lot of them were just off doing their own thing. And that was, of course, way back in the 70s, 80s. And, you know, now it's a whole set of people that, you know, we go to a Christian-filled church, and everybody's there to help each other. And you have problems, they're there to help you through that, too.
Well, thank you, Margo, for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I encourage everybody, turn to God, go to one of your conferences, because it is a big help.
Well, thank you, Margo. Thank you for that that word. And as Margo mentioned, took her 3 to 5 years. This is a process. Now, let me just point out that there are times where you got to really confront issues, and you need to get help, and you're going through difficult times. Get counseling and deal with it. Again, forgiveness is not denial, it's not weakness, it's not being a doormat, but we teach that intentional living is knowing our purpose, why are we here, living our purpose every day, and that's a tough thing. Living our purpose with intentionality, sometimes that's tough, sometimes that's tender, but sometimes it has big boundaries and sometimes it has small boundaries, but living intentionally with the goal of finishing strong, it's not where you are today. Life is messy in the middle, but as Margo points out, it's how you finish, staying focused on that.
Have you ever felt like you're a slave to your emotions? How many times has something, a text, an email, an innocent word, hijacked your mood? You're experiencing what Dr. Randy Carlson calls a hijacking of your emotions. This doesn't affect only you. but your spouse, family, coworkers, the people you love the most. Dr. Randy can help you learn to take control of the emotions that are controlling you and the triggers that set you off. His book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, will teach you to be strong in the Lord and put a safety on those triggers. Freedom from Hijacked Emotions is our gift to you when you support Intentional Living before the fall fundraiser begins. Just become a member with a $30 monthly gift, and the book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, is yours. Make your gift today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I'm listening to your program this morning on intentional living, and God is so faithful, and I'm one of those living in a relationship that He gives me the daily grace to make it through the hard spots, to make it through the unkindness, to make it through the test and the temptations to throw in the towel, I guess you'd say. But He is able to work when we pray and when we obey. So I just would challenge those that are struggling in their marriages to really apply what God says. And forgiveness is the number one call that I think we miss so much in believing God, trusting God. But when we're willing to forgive every single thing and put self aside, sometimes that's the greatest test, putting self aside to show that spouse unconditional love and forgiveness, only possible when we have a true personal best friend relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a reminder. Thank you for sharing the reminder of the power of forgiveness. As the scripture says, we're to forgive one another just as God has forgiven us. And I was hearing you say, you know, instead of throwing in the towel, and boy, people are doing that now, throwing in the towel emotionally, relationally, in a lot of areas in life. We've had so much going on, so much disruption and confusion and hurt and division in the nation. I'm praying for a healing of our nation, but it's going to begin in the hearts of men and women. And as we turn our lives to Christ, can I encourage you to give forgiveness a chance, give love a chance, give a God's grace a chance in your life. See what it will do, because it's a powerful force. Well, thank you for joining us today, and may the power of God's forgiveness for you resonate in your life and your relationship with others. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Stephen, the rest of the Intentional Living team. Thank you for joining us today. Love your comments. Share them with us, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.